Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Chris Armstrong. Chris is the superintendent of Highland High School, and he's here to talk to us a little bit today about some of the ongoing budget issues with the school and how the school plans to combat those. All right, so last night at the last board meeting, I guess I should say, the Highland board meeting, you guys talked about renewing the support levy. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, our district has been running an instructional support levy for a number of years. The way it got started in our district was it's mainly supported through income surtax. My understanding of that was it was just felt that that was a fairer way to go about it as opposed to going with the majority of property tax since we have so many farmsteads in the district. So we determined that we're going to continue on that path, and the board did approve the instructional support levy. We had a public hearing. There were no comments for the public hearing, and then the board went ahead and passed that. And that means about $350,000 for our district.
Okay. And as the school, it appears to continue to face financial issues, can you tell me a bit about the meetings that the school is planning on holding that was also discussed at the board meeting?
We're looking to understand exactly what it is that we need to do financially as we move forward in order to sustain the district. Unfortunately, we lost 35.6 students this year. That amounts to about $250,000 of lost revenue. Also, as we have looked over the past few years with the lack of support at the state level for education and the minimal increased funding that we've received, it's just time that we really have to take a serious look at our district and where we need to go. I've kind of targeted, in my mind, around $500,000 worth of cuts. I know Washington had targeted $800,000 worth of cuts. We've just got to figure out where we need to go so that we maintain our unspent balance above zero. And in order to do that, we're going to have to make some decisions. We're looking to have a meeting, and I just got word today, and I'm going to be publicizing this, but February 11th, we have somebody coming in from ISFIS, who's a financial expert, who's going to talk to patrons of the district who would like to attend that meeting at 6:30 and just talk about school finance in general so people can get a little better understanding of what spending authority is all about and how schools are funded, and then just open that up to some questioning from the public as to what they might need to know for data in order to make a formed decision. And then we'll have some town meetings, one in Ainsworth, one out at the school again, and then one in Riverside, probably either the following week or the week after, where we'll have a little bit of a smaller group sessions where people can ask additional questions and we can just kind of talk to them about some of the things that have already been talked about, give them the additional data, and then start asking them, what do you think, knowing what you know now, do we need to do next? And probably, you know, have these different possibilities, different scenarios, and have people probably at those meetings kind of put them in order. And then the board in March is going to have to kind of take all that data and take all the thinking and all the recommendations and make some type of a decision of exactly what we're going to do next.
And where will that first meeting be held again, on February
11th? The first meeting on the 11th is going to be held at the high school gymnasium.
Again, that was Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong. He was here talking to us a little bit today about the ongoing budget issues at Highland Schools. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Part two will air tomorrow. We thank Chris again for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.